This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Back in 2006, members of Mudvayne, Nothing Face, Damage Plan, and the legendary Pantera got together, and they formed what you can call a supergroup in every sense of the word. Hell yeah! They just released their latest album, Band of Brothers. It's in stores now, and they're getting ready to wrap up a massive summer tour with Volbeat and Iced Earth. It is my honor and privilege to welcome Chad Gray, Greg Tribbett, and Tom Maxwell to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Chad, Greg, and Bob, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Now, fellas, many, many months ago, Vinnie Paul tweeted that the new Hell Yeah was going to be your heaviest stuff yet. And now the Band of Brothers is out, it's safe to say you guys delivered on that promise. Did you guys go into the studio with the intention of getting back to your metal roots?
I think it was kind of unspoken on level. We don't like sit down and have big, you know, big talks and, you know, the boardroom table. You know what I mean? Like, what are we going to do? I think that the whole band, it was just time. You know what I mean? It had always been an experiment before. We were trying to stay away from what we'd done in our previous bands or whatever. And this time was just like, you know, I'm who I am and I need this in my life. Like, you know, let's go for it. You know, I wanted to bring all the heaviness, and I think we all did, all the, you know, what we've done in our past to the Hell Yeah table, finally.
Well, when the band started, you guys were billed as a super group. You know, you've got former members of Pantera and Damage Plan and Nothing Face and Mudvayne. Is that supergroup label a blessing or a curse?
It's both. But first of all, we didn't say it.
We never claimed to be a supergroup.
I think it was a publication that said it, actually.
Well, I got to be honest with you. As a metalhead, this is the album I've been waiting for from Hell Yeah.
All right. Yep, that's good. But you know what? I think we all feel that fans think this is the record that they've been waiting for and thought that we were going to put out when this band got together.
Have you guys been getting a lot of feedback from fans over the year asking you to get heavier, get faster?
No. I definitely haven't been fueled by that, you know, but I mean, I think that people were satisfied with what we've done in the past, but I think it was pretty clear to us that we weren't, you know, we never lied about it. We just were like, okay, we're just going to do stuff that's different than what we've done before, you know? It's kind of like taking off the Mudvayne hat and putting on a Hell Yeah hat, you know what I mean? Like, just a whole different headspace of going into writing. It was, you know, for me personally, I was just like, we were all really ready for it. And it wasn't really, we didn't land here because of pressure from anyone. We just felt like this is what we needed to do. And even though this is our third record, because we've stayed away from, on our first two records, because we've stayed away from who we really have been in the past, whatever, not that it wasn't honest, but this is really the way I look at this. Is just, it's our first record, kind of.
It sounds fresh. You guys sound like a completely new unit now. And again, it's aggressive. It's fantastic. Now, you guys do slow things down for a bit on Between You and Nowhere. What inspired that song?
I think that song just comes from longing. Like, that's something that's weird to say as a metal guy. You know, I'm longing, but you really do. I mean, you miss home, you miss your animals, you know, you miss the people in your life, and, you know, you just kind of always feel, you're always moving, so you're just kind of always wanting a little more, you know what I mean? And it's just like, but you want a little bit, you want a little more of normalcy, you know what I mean? Like, it's always nice going home, you know what I mean? And just sitting on the couch and just being like, ugh, you know what I mean? Like, thank God, you know, but, I mean, we have a blast when we're on the road for sure, but it's always that kind of weird sense. There's that headspace, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the, you know, the home sweet home kind of vibe. You know, if you could picture, you could play that song over that video. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, where the bus is just rolling down the road, you know what I mean? It's just kind of got that vibe to it.
Now, the latest single, Band of Brothers, which we've been enjoying the hell out of on Rock 94.7 and on our metal show, Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare, this song is all about being there for your brothers when they're in trouble. Keeping that in mind, I have to ask, what's your take on the Randy Blythe situation?
I think it's awful. I mean, I really do. I mean, this dude is trapped there, you know, has done everything he can do, and his management's done everything they can do, and his band's done everything they can do to help him, and it's just like, just every day, just watching the sun, you know, rise and set, you know, where he's at has got to be just horrible, and very, very frightening. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, I know the big thing is that he's a fly risk or whatever. Like, they're scared if they let him out, he's going to bounce or whatever. But I just think that, you know, he's going through all the channels and he's trying to do the right thing. And, you know, they really need to let the dude go. You know what I mean? It's just, it's ridiculous that, I mean, like here, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. I just kind of feel like he's the other side of it right now. Like he's guilty and he's trying to prove himself innocent in their eyes.
Amen to that, brother.
I think
amen
it's
to that.
Ridiculous. You know what I mean? But it just goes to show you how things work outside of America. You know, I mean, people don't probably truly appreciate some of the things we've been blessed to have, you know, but I'm sure that, you know, in the situation he's in, and the people that love him and are close to him and are around him right now are like probably have a new respect, level of respect for the way that we do things over here, as weird as it can be over here even.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, we just wish him the best, man, and our thoughts and, you know, go out to him for sure. He's a bro. I mean, he's a friend, you know, and it's just like we heard about it. We're just like, what? And here we are 3.5-4 weeks later, you know, going, what?
Exactly.
You know, like, come
exactly.
on, for God's sake, let the dude out. You know, it's, you know, he's giving him, you know, he's supposed to bail like $200,000 or something like that, and they're trying to deny it, and it's awful, man. It's awful. But he's a friend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We want him out.
Hell Yeah has a couple more dates on the road with Volbeat and Iced Earth. What are Hell Yeah's tour plans after that?
We don't know, man. I think right now we're just going to take a little break, which seems weird, but we're going to probably try to get out of America for a little bit, you know what I mean, and go... the record's being really well received in Europe and the UK and, you know, just and all around the world. So we're just going to go try to, you know, knock some of that stuff out. If you're going to release a record somewhere, you better be ready to go support it, you know.
Are you going to stay the hell out of Czechoslovakia, though?
Not planning on going anytime soon, no.
Probably not. Now, when you guys do tour, you tour on a tour bus that was originally owned by country star Tim McGraw. Has anyone found a forgotten pair of Faith Hill's undergarments on the bus?
No. I think this might have been before her day.
Perfect. Okay, guys. Now, here's the thing. You guys have a brand new album out, and when it comes to making money in music these days, you have to do some merchandising, okay? You got to find a few extra ways to make a few bucks. So what I did is I went to the Rock 94.7 marketing department, and we have come up with some products that we think Hell Yeah can put their seal of approval on. I want to run some of these by you and see if you guys can endorse these products, and that way you can make a few extra bucks at the merchandise booth. Are you ready?
Sort of like thumbs up, thumbs down?
Exactly.
Kind of thing,
yes, perfect. Yes, okay. Exactly. Okay, so I don't know if any of you guys have kids, but my kids, they collected these things called Silly Bands, okay? They're collectible rubber bands. So here's what we've got. We've got a bunch of rubber bands that are shaped like whiskey bottles and hat and cowboy hats, and they're called Silly Bands of Brothers. Huh? Yeah?
I like it. Thumbs up.
Okay. Okay, the next thing, okay? We're going to find a way to create your own time zone, a specific Hell Yeah time zone between the Pacific and Mountain time zone, and we're going to call it Hell of a Time.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thumbs up. That's only like, what, Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Dallas, Texas is in Hell of a Time now. Okay, we're going to get that done. Okay, one more. Now, this one, we went to the, you know, healthcare is an important thing in this country. So what we did is we went to the lab and we came up with a whiskey-scented enema kit called Alcohol and Ass. Huh?
Awesome.
Perfect. We'll get to the factory. We'll get that stuff produced for you, and you can sell them on tour. That is Chad, Greg, and Bob of Hell Yeah. Get their latest album, Band of Brothers. It is the heavy stuff you have been waiting for Hell Yeah. It is in stores now. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. And go see them on the road when they come to your neck of the Northwoods. Chad, Greg, Bob, thank you so much for being a part of Scary Terry Saturday Night.
Thanks, man.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Next time you're on Facebook, give us a like. I'm also on Twitter. It's @TerryRock947. You can find more 13 Questions interviews with other metal artists on our website, rock947.com. Thanks for listening.